The Australian Pesticides and Veterinary Medicines Authority, or APVMA, is responsible for assessing and approving new farm chemicals and animal medicines. It's one of the agencies Agriculture Minister Barnaby Joyce has proposed moving out of Canberra to regional areas, with the suggestion it could go to Armidale or Toowoomba as part of a grand decentralisation plan. But it's a plan that's drawing some opposition. The National Farmers Federation is worried if APVMA staff choose not to go to a regional area, they'll be hard to replace. And Duncan Bremner, the CEO of peak animal health industry body Animals Medicines Australia, agrees.
Unfortunately, it is a highly specialised skill set that's required for this. Not just a specialist science in a particular area or a particular technical person, but understanding what they have to do in the context of the environment that they're working in and the unique circumstances to Australia. So whilst a number of the staff may be administrative and the like, the actual scientific element of it could well drive, you know, international people having to come and get involved. But when you look at comparisons around the world, this is a very, very specialised area where all regulators around the world find it difficult to recruit the type of staff involved. To try and relocate or to try and recruit into a regional centre, whilst it certainly has its appeal, can be very difficult.
With new chemicals and medicines already facing a lengthy approvals process before they can be sold in Australia, Duncan Bremner worries relocating the authority could stall that process even further.
Australia is already, unfortunately, recognised as being far behind the eight ball in this context, and that's been recognised in international surveys. What we have seen over the last couple of years, though, is a vastly improving APVMA. Now, that this would set the industry back years, unfortunately, if it was to relocate. That means, from a farming context, that it would be a significant delay in products coming to market as they would struggle to get approved. It would also create, ultimately, a disincentive for investment by the international companies, and you have to remember that we operate in a global context, and already they look at Australia as being a rather difficult market to work in anyway. We just have concerns that ultimately a relocation like this could hold up the industry for an extended amount of time, slow down the access to market of new and more environmentally and productivity driven products. And in the end game, we just simply don't see that there is going to be a net benefit out of such a move.
Rupert Evans of the Community and Public Sector Union says many APVMA staff have indicated they'd quit rather than relocate.
Staff are saying that they just can't, you know, pick up and relocate their lives halfway across the country. Many of these staff have significant contacts and community links that inform their work where they are in Canberra, and indeed some of the staff are farmers themselves around the Canberra and ACT area, and they can't just pick up and move their farms.
Agriculture Minister Barnaby Joyce has defended his plan, saying it could save the government in the long term and benefit regional areas, and he has little sympathy for workers who don't want to move.
The reality of all our lives these days is that we do move. We move many times through our working life. I had to move to Queensland and move back. It's just what happens. And so my depths of sympathy for people who say, oh, look, I just want to stay in Canberra and I never want to leave, go anywhere else, is limited, because that is not the experience that the rest of us have.